AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 7.9 earthquake has caused extensive damage to Nepal.
We've just read preliminary reports that there have been collapsed buildings in Kathmandu. And these are just the very first reports that are now coming in.
U.S. Geological Survey geologist Randy Baldwin says the big quake has been followed by a number of aftershocks. The latest so far, a magnitude 6.6. A government official says at least 71 people are known dead in Nepal. Hundreds, if not thousands, are hurt. The AP's Mugnina Nakvi reports that the quake was felt all across South Asia, including the Indian capital city.
Tremors were felt in New Delhi, quite sustained for several minutes in the AP office and across several parts of New Delhi. People ran out of their buildings. It was felt quite strongly.
At least two people have been killed in Bangladesh, more than 600 miles away. There's word coming in now that an avalanche has struck near the base camp, climbing camp on Mount Everest. That's just under 100 miles from Kathmandu. At least 30 people have been injured there. Protesters have been demonstrating all week in the Baltimore over the police custody death of Freddie Gray promised to shut the city down with a march today. Malik Shabazz is president of the Black Lawyers for Justice.
I don't see any justice. I don't see anyone under arrest. I don't see anyone under possible indictment. All we see is stonewalling.
Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says Gray should have been given medical treatment before he was put into a police van after his arrest.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention, and he did not.
Six police officers, including a lieutenant and a sergeant, have been suspended with pay since Gray's death. This is AP Radio News. The day after his successor, Loretta Lynch, was confirmed, Attorney General Eric Holder said goodbye to the Justice Department.
Holder thanked department employees for their efforts, saying it's been a great 6 years.
I love you all madly.
He talked about the need for reforming the criminal justice system, as well as his efforts for the LGBT community, calling that the civil rights issue of our time. And he said the right to vote has to be protected. After waiting for months for Loretta Lynch to be confirmed,
I think I can officially take this off now.
He took off the free Eric Holder wristband that he and others have been wearing. And as Holder walked out, there were some handshakes, some hugs, and even a few selfies with department employees. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
NBA playoffs. Houston Rockets up 3-0 in their NBA playoff series with the Dallas Mavericks beating them at 130-128. Washington Wizards are a win away after sweeping Toronto after a 107-99 victory. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.